leapfrogging. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Defending Quest champ Brent Sass and veteran racer Michelle Phillips have been trading the lead ever since leaving the race's halfway point in Dawson City Friday night. And Phillips was first into the Pelly Crossing checkpoint this morning.
Welcome to Pelly Crossing.
Pelly Crossing is nearly 750 miles into the 1,000-mile Quest Trail, and leaders are in race mode. Meanwhile, behind them, some mushers are still dealing with fallout from problems encountered along the first half of the trail. KUAC's Lex Trinan reports.
Cody Strath is on track for his best finish yet of the UConn Quest. He's fighting for third place in a tight battle with veteran Alan Moore, three-time winner of the UConn Quest, even though Strath's previous top finish is 12th. But being in such a competitive position seems something that he's not entirely comfortable with.
After we went over American Summit, it wasn't as bad as they said it was going to be up there, but it was a lot of climbing. We had a pretty heavy load. The snow is just soft. The dogs are getting iced up with snow building up on their booties and on their legs. They just were getting tired and a little bit sick of it. And my attitude, I hurt myself up there a little bit because I'm falling apart. I'm old.
Strath says a snow machine accident just a couple of weeks before the Quest put his start spot in jeopardy. With his knee almost immobile for a week, he was ready to have his wife take a start spot. But it wasn't just his knee that was hurting out on the trail.
Bad back, bad bicep tendon, everything was hurting because it was tough going over the mountain. My attitude was down, the dog's attitude was down, and once that happens, everything spirals down.
But the process helped him have an important realization about himself and how he relates to dog racing.
I realized at that time that winning doesn't matter to me at all. Like, I want that team to have fun all the way through, and I want to finish, whether it's third place or eighth place or 15th place, I want to finish with that team looking like they did when I pulled in here.
He's channeling one of his friends and Quest champion Brent Sass's favorite aphorisms: attitude is everything. Since leaving Dawson City, it seems to be working out well for the musher, and his run times continue to be some of the fastest in the field. He says he has a team that could win the Quest, but he knows he's a ways behind the leaders.
Not going to go out of my way to try to race them down, but if my dogs look like they can do it, we'll give it a shot.
Richie Beatty is dealing with a different kind of challenge, getting his head back on after a difficult first half of the race, which was topped off by his falling asleep on a sled and falling off it just 3 miles from the finish line in Dawson City. He arrived at the midway point having received a ride from a fellow musher, and he found his team safely at the finish line.
Coming in here, I was losing my touch with reality. At times, I would catch myself wondering where I am and what's going on, and I literally had to walk myself mentally through you're in the Quest, dude, you're coming into Dawson, losing it, delirious. And quite simply, I fell asleep, woke up, and I was hopping back up to my feet and watching my dog team roll away from me.
24 hours later, he's realizing how lucky he actually was.
At least when it finally happened to me, it happened in the context that the dogs weren't running off for another, 80-mile stretch through the wilderness. They're just running into a checkpoint where there are plenty of people around to grab them and secure them.
He said he's fallen asleep hundreds of times throughout his years of racing, as many mushers have, but this was his first time he's fallen off the sled. It was a result of his having been short on sleep even before the Quest started.
The 3 nights leading up to the race, I was up till 2 or 4 in the morning getting everything ready.
As for his ego?
A little bruised and battered, but, builds character, right? You learn from your mistakes.
It's a common theme during the first half of the race, even well-weathered mushers learning something new and bringing it into the next section of racing.
You don't sign up for the UConn Quest thinking it's going to be easy, You're looking for a challenge,
of course,
and adversity, and figuring out how to become a better musher and, in general, a better human being,
He's taking grapes and making wine, he says. Reporting on the UConn Quest Trail in Dawson City, I'm Lex Trinan.
And I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.
KUAC coverage of the 2020 UConn Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Shannon and Wilson, Sipping Streams Tea Company, Water Wagon, Warblow's Air, and Beaver Sports, proud sponsors of KUAC.